Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bakehouse Buzz. Sorry we missed you last week. Mrs. Perry was skiving. She had a migraine. It was rubbish. How is everyone? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, how
Very
are we?
Very excited for the weekend to come.
Oh, my goodness. What a week it's been. Do you reckon it's the weather that's done it?
Yeah.
Probably. It's the weather yesterday. It was like literally, I was in history. I looked at the window. It was raining.
Yeah, it's been biblical, hasn't it? So, because now it's officially autumn. Last weekend, autumn equinox, we're now officially in the autumn. I think the weather went... Check, got it. We've been chucking it with rain. Monday got soaked. Did anyone get soaked on the way to school?
No.
You miss it, luckily. Oh, God, soaked on Monday. It was a nightmare. So we are, as always, eating our lunch. We've got a combination of things. I've got some cheese and crackers over there. Sophie's cheese and crackers. Okay, she's got crackers.
Just buttered, though.
At least you've got butter on. That's fair enough. I'm a little envious of the crackers. What have you got on your sandwiches today?
Corned beef.
Oh, nice. Old school. And some fruit there. Are you all right?
I did eat like half my lunch at break.
It's terrible, fun. Isn't it? I'm awful. If I bring a packed lunch in from home, I'm highly likely to eat it at Sophie. Breakfast. Yes. If you hear footsteps, everybody, it could be Sophie coming. She's gone to see if everyone's in our recording room because we've changed spaces today to make sure we can get started quickly. So, it's been a bonkers couple of weeks, hasn't it? Because obviously we didn't do an episode last week. We've had open evening. How was it for you with our lovely little year sixes?
I didn't go.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Katie was skiving, yeah. Yeah. I think we should have to strip her prefects from her. how was it for you, Mona?
It was actually really good. Me and Sophie were doing tours.
Nice.
We did one tour which lasted a few hours. They were really, really nice. We took them in all the rooms.
What sort of stuff was going on that you went and you went into the rooms?
There was... I'm trying to think now. My memory is not the best.
Went to science, all those. What were they doing in science? It's always really cool in science.
I think there was like a little like break-in, like a burglary. They had to figure out like it was like a whodunit.
Like a CSI type thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was very cool. I had a little glance in and was like, oh, okay.
Lovely. What else was going on around the school?
There was history, like some displays about history, geography. BA, there was some like robots.
Oh, yeah, the computer science and business guys were in there, weren't they?
Yeah.
Nice.
I am a bit... mad at Connor about that incident.
Why? What happened with Connor? Connor's not here to defend himself. He's not.
No, he's not here to defend.
Get well soon, Connor.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Salty. Okay. So what happened?
I was in with Sophie and our tour people that we were doing for the second time.
Right.
Because our first one had to go home early, so we took on a second tour. We went in there. He was in there with his tour people. And I'm like, all these little bots here. Hello.
Sophie's back. Come on, Sophie. Come on. We have started, Sophie. So come and join us, darling. She's gone charging across the school as far away from us as she possibly get. Yeah, Connor's not here, so he's not very well. Come and join us, Sophie. Yeah, I know, right? We could have checked that beforehand. It's really mean of me to not have checked before you went. I'm terrible. It's awful.
We were in there, BA, weren't we? For the opening evening. And I was looking at all these little bots whizzing about the floor. I stepped on one, so I was like, oh, should not have done that.
Because
they were whizzing around. So I just stood over with Sophie. And we waited for our people to like have a little look around. And Connor goes, can you hold this like coin book? So I'm like, so I hold it. And he walks out the room with his tall people. I'm stuck there holding the coin book. Like, what do I do?
And it's a member of staff.
So I did have a little go with the little bots.
Nice.
I nearly did hit someone's foot with it. So
foot's fine, face less much.
Yeah, so, this is why I'm not going to get my driving license anytime soon. Because I do not trust myself.
That's a good one. That's one we should talk about in the future, actually, about driving licenses and sort of the whole responsibility of driving a car. It's scary biscuits when you first start. So it was quite a nice evening, though, wasn't it? We were really lucky with the weather. It was lovely and sunny.
Chelsea did quite a few tours, actually, didn't I?
You did, Sophie. I think I saw you over the BAC, didn't I, quite a few times. Because obviously having the sports hall over there and everyone coming over to see the clubs and everything was quite nice. But really lovely people coming around, weren't they? It's really nice to see everybody.
Whilst we were doing our second tour and the like assembly was going on, we had like lots of like mini people going like, oh, could you tell me where this block is?
Yeah,
and
nice. We helped. So you were just sort of directing, you know, just little sort of lollipop ladies this evening. Do you think next year we should do like a little podcast recording on the evening? So year sixes can be interviewed for the podcast.
That would be really cool.
Yeah,
that would be funky, wouldn't it? So we'll try and get that organised. I'll be more organised next year, and we'll get that sorted out. That's a lovely idea because we did it on year six taster day last year when they all came in their first day.
I remember that last year recording,
and we were in the hall like they did little sound bites. It was really cute. So yeah, we'll do that on open evening. I like that idea. Nice. You can just hear me sliding my computer screen across. So this week's vote for schools then, if we're thinking about what we've been up to. Can we remember the topic?
I think it was
if old clothes could be replaced by new ones.
So is there, it's basically will pre-loved become the thing, isn't it? Could pre-loved clothes become more popular than buying new? What did you guys talk about?
Well, personally, me, I love buying new clothes because I'm not a fan of vintage clothes or clothes donated by other people. I just don't feel like it's clean for some reason.
Okay. So, yeah, is it always donated? Is that like the only way we get secondhand clothes? How else do we come across secondhand clothes?
Sometimes
it can hand it down. Yeah, the hand-me-downs. Yeah. Oh, I had an older brother. My only sibling is an older brother. Hi, Russell, if you're listening. He's like 50. He's not listening. And I had his hand-me-downs. I had a really cool 18 jumper. So I had boys' clothes as my hand-me-downs. I didn't really care. So, they could be handed down. How else do we get secondhand clothes? My favourite. Most of my school clothes come from one very special place. I don't want to spend huge amounts of money on my work clothes.
That's fair.
Vinted. It's all about vintage. So it's not vintage, but it is vinted.
Lum, when she came in and checked on our tutor, she mentioned that she gets her clothes from vintage. And it's bargains as well.
Absolutely. Because a lot of the time, I think the reason why vintage is really popular, and also eBay, places like that, eBay started out very similarly, is that fast fashion is really bad for our planet and really bad for human rights within our planet. Because a lot of the fast fashion we buy from places like Shein and Bloomshick and all those sorts of things are made they're made in some quite difficult factories where often human rights aren't well observed. So it's actually really important to consider where your fast fashion comes from and also where it goes to next. So even if you only wear it once, so you buy something, I don't know, for a Halloween party, for example, what do you do with it next? So you might not buy things because you don't like the second hand of it. So I know what you mean about
sometimes
it.
I buy stuff. I'm like, oh, that looks nice. I buy it, but then I never wear it.
When I get rid of my clothes, if they don't fit me, I put them in a bag and take them to the, you know, like the, they're not bins, but the yellow things where you put your clothes in.
Yeah, so I think it's a Salvation Army, do a collection point. There's lots of different types of collection points you can do. They're often by supermarkets, aren't they, with the recycling stuff?
Yeah.
And it's where they will either, it'll either go to rag donations, so it can be made into something else, or it goes to charity.
Yeah.
But actually, there's I think it's Netflix, there's a, or on the iPlayer, there's a really good documentary about fast fashion and its impact not just on the planet, but also on humans, because it's quite scary. And also our own finances, because even though you're thinking, oh, it's really cheap, so it doesn't matter, if you never wear it, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
If you only wear it once. So you might buy something that's £50, but if you wear it 50 times, it's a pound a wear. If you buy something that's £5 and wear it once, it's £5 a wear. So it's actually more expensive.
Yeah.
If you think about it, for how many sort of wearing miles it's had. So what do you do with it next? You could sell it on for £3 and you've made some money back.
Yeah.
And someone else has bought something they might need cheaply. So it keeps the sort of cycle going. That's why it's a question that we asked this week. Should we see how the votes came out?
I didn't think into depth.
Yeah. So far we've had 975 votes. Oh, it's quite well split. So in the school, yes was 48.7% and no was 51.3%.
Wow.
Okay. Nationally, it's slightly different, but in regionally, it's very similar. So regionally, it's 48-52. And then nationally, it's 41 said yes, 59 said no.
Wow.
So there's more people say no, like you did, straight away. Mm. It's really interesting. It's definitely one I'd recommend you having a look into. But places like New Look and things are still fast fashion. It's that cheap, wear it once, throw it away. But that has a massive impact. A lot of what we wear is polyester.
Yeah, that's why I was talking to mum about like prom dresses and stuff, because I'm just like, I don't want to buy dresses so expensive, I'm just going to wear it once.
Yeah.
And wedding dresses are the
thing, yeah.
If you think about that whole sort of couture for those big events like proms, weddings, graduations and things, ultimately you've got this sense that you wear it once and it's gone, but it's a really expensive item. If we're talking about sort of pounds per wear, actually, that's really expensive. If you spend £180 on a dress for prom, it's £180 a wear if you never wear it again.
Mm.
Oh, did you know this? If you didn't want to spend all that money, there is, at the community hub, we have a whole wardrobe that you can borrow. of all different sizes, all different styles, all different colours.
Sorry, why am I worried about this right now?
Right, well, because you're only just in year 11, you only just care. Yeah. So at the community hub, for all of the local schools in Gosport, we lend out prom dresses and prom suits.
Oh, wow.
And accessories and everything, tiaras and all sorts of stuff. So it will be advertised to you. It's really good. And even if you don't, if you think, oh, actually, it's not for me, it'll be at the community hub. So the other one that's on the corner of Broom Park, the school there. So if you go up Military Road, there's like the really new fancy bit, and then there's Broom Park School.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Right,
so it's the community hub that's there with the kind of the outdoor gym bit and the playground.
Oh, yeah. I've been past it there.
But I think they might be popping to see us at a weekend. So they open it at the weekend, come and have a look. You can try it on. Just get to try it on and have it alert like you would normally. It's really, really cool. Definitely worth borrowing rather than buying. Reusing and recycling.
If it saves us money for one night, we are going.
Exactly. And then you have more fun, to do, like more money left to have your hair done, perhaps, or to have photos taken. Yeah. So think about.
We were thinking, like, the prom tickets itself, it's so expensive in itself. That's why we're trying to save up our points to buy one so that it doesn't cost our parents anything.
Yes.
Because
our parents have to pay for it.
Yeah, if our parents buy it and we like don't enjoy prom, it's like a waste of their money.
Trust me, you'll enjoy prom. It's great fun. We have a really good night. And you know what? Everything, every party you ever go to, whether it's an 8-year-old's birthday party, your prom or your wedding, every party you ever go to is only as good as the people that are there. And if it's rubbish, it's because you didn't make it good.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
You will have the time you want to have. I promise you.
I swear to God, I promise you now, prom night, if you fall off your chair laughing,
oh, good grief, then you've had a good time.
Yesterday in lunch club, me, Lauren, Kai and Sophie were just sat there. We just made jokes the entire time. She fell off her chair like 3 times.
I love that.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I said to Lauren, why is it funnier when she falls off her chair than the joke that she fell off her chair laughing at?
Bless. Well, I quite like it. So, we were talking about plastic, weren't we? So, when you sort of went about prom clothes, ultimately, a lot of what we wear is made from plastics. So, when we are throwing it into landfill, it is really, really dodgy because essentially we're putting plastics back into the ground.
My clothes, I always say, like, even like sometimes it says 100% cotton, but then sometimes it has like plastic on it and stuff. And you're like, I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly. So polyester, the poly bit is the plastic. So if you've got a polyester plan, I don't know what I've got on actually. Let's have a look. See if I can read my label without sort of being hugely inappropriate with my clothing. Right. I've got wash separately, obviously. Wash with light colours. Do not bleach. Warm iron if needed. Iron, not in my house.
No.
And then we have 95% rayon and then 5% spandex, which is what gives it a stretch. Both of those things are based on man-made fibres that have come from the ground.
On every single thing I buy, plastics. Always says keep away from fire.
Yeah, like, of course we're going to run into fire.
But essentially, like, heat and flames is what I'm saying, because it's not good for it. So, yes. Definitely have a look at your fast fashion. Consider, and I didn't know the prom thing was going to come up, but I will make sure year 11, if you're listening, that's advertised really well to you. And if you do want to buy your prom ticket with your points, love that. From when all your revision passports starts, you have to have 100% attendance as well.
Oh my god.
But it is taken on a case-by-case basis. So if you've had an appointment that you've had to go to, that is considered by your year team. Okay, so you have to have the right number of points and 100% attendance from when the revision passport starts. Question. You don't have to put your hand up in the podcast, man. Just chat.
I was waiting for you to like finish because I don't want to.
I never finish. I literally just talk until I pass out. Go on, go for it.
What I was thinking is, like, if we have had an appointment, like yesterday, I had to leave during period 6, but I registered and then left.
You've still got your marks.
That would still count. Yeah, I thought it would still count.
Good question. Now I'm going to really, really quickly. We have had some fixtures today, but no one's thought to get the fixtures from the sports team. You lot are not as good as last year's prefix, I'm just saying. You need to get one of you, decide who it's going to be, needs to go to the PE team and make sure we get the fixtures, because we've had some football fixtures by our year 11s this week that played Kings A, and then we've had a netball fixture last night. We need to find out if we're smashing the opponents, okay? So, really quickly, we have had Hot Chocolate Friday today, and I have the list. So we've got Alex Cumber, we've got Lucy Treble, we've got Daniel Barnes, we've got Sophie Conroy. Maya Stent, we've got Isabel Parsons, got Mohammed Karadamir, we've got Lily Mae Jones, we've got Harry Mack, we've got Eniola Raven, We've got Kane Cyrus, we've got Faye Gill, Bo Fletcher, and Zach Howden-McDermott. Congratulations. Let's do it. Well done to all of you. Apparently, there were no cookies left.
The audacity of no cookies.
Liberties.
Oh my God. We should start a revolt.
Exactly.
Cookies.
The cookies are revolting. Oh, hang on.
All of our hard work.
Oh no.
Oh, she's found something. Oh God.
No, wait for it. Listeners, those of you who've been listening for a long time know that last year's podcasters started around about now badgering me to get Hot Chocolate Friday for the whole year. And here we are again. It started again. I'm sensing a pattern, everybody. Okay. So,
you should get it though, Mitch.
Well, they did get it last year, right at the end of the year, but then they got the sports fixtures. So what else has been up to this last 2 weeks? What's been going on around the school?
Oh, what have we been doing?
Yeah, what have you been doing? What have you been doing?
Well, trying to catch up with my homework.
Is the workload full on at the minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of pressure around like revising at the
moment. Yeah. All I kept hearing about was our exams after the October half term. Yeah. I'm like, that seems so far away, but it's not.
Oh, it's after the term. It's coming down the line really quickly. But yeah, I agree. It does feel like the pressure sort of ramps up as you go into year 11, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So checking the time on my little. I have to have a little cheat sheet for the time because I don't know what time.
Yeah,
it is.
A lot of teachers have to have it. Like this is something we keep checking. Right.
Yeah.
I thought we have 5 minutes. We've got 10 minutes.
We've got 10 minutes. We're all right. But I do want to give you time to use the bathrooms in between going to lessons. That's that's fair. Also, I've got to be situated. So, what else have we had going on? We've talked about our sports fixtures vaguely, but well done, PE team, for getting the fixtures out in this weather because it's been horrendous. And if fixtures weren't cancelled, they were lucky.
We need to go see if they've got any more girls on the girls' team.
Yes.
At the moment, it's just us two.
Yeah, but the dream team representing. So, you need to go out to tutor groups. What you could do is organise with your tutor that you go around tutor groups to go, hi, who wants to come and join the girls' football team? That would work.
We did ask them and they said that they would get girls from younger years if wanted to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get a girls' team going. Girls' football is absolutely on the rise in the country at the minute. I used to play football when I was younger.
Yeah. Did you? I stopped. And everyone, my friends were like, Sophie, why did you stop? You could be like mini Ronaldo by now. And be like, no. They'd be like, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, Miss Anderson used to play, don't you?
I do football.
Ask Miss Anderson about football.
I do football outside of school. I play for the under-16 Scottsbot Falcons.
Lush.
But because I'm the oldest one on the team, so I'll be going to the ladies on my birthday.
How long have you got to your birthday?
It's February 1st, which is a Saturday.
Nice. Love that.
Happy
days.
I have the Friday lesson with you.
Indeed. So you'll get me wishing you happy birthday as I just did with everyone today.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Falcon ladies outside of school. Talk to Miss Anderson. She is a female footballer too. And essentially loved it, so she's definitely one to get tips from, and also might help you get young people into know how to recruit young people into the club, because it'd be really good to get it going.
Yeah, we should go talk to her at some point.
Katie, what else have been up to this last 2 weeks?
I need to go talk to her anyway,
so. I've sort of just been sort of looking after myself because I'm just a bit stressed at the moment.
Yeah, that is very
you know fun. What that's really important. Next week's podcast is going to be a really big one for this, because we start Kindness Month and mental health awareness
everything.
We are doing, I can exclusively reveal, dun dun dun, yeah, don't hang on the desk, it doesn't like it,
sorry
listeners, if that just really blew your eardrums out, that wasn't me. I can exclusively get drum roll, but not. We are having an Own Clothes Day on October the 11th to support Young Minds, the Young People's Mental Health Charity.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be Wear It Yellow. And you're absolutely right. And what we're going to do for Wear It Yellow Day, we're going to do a special podcast edition in the main hall. So we'll have lots of people coming to talk to us and sharing their top tips for mental health awareness. So we're going to do our main hall podcast. We'll probably do it up on the stage, do a little live stream maybe.
Yay.
So you can have a little look at us and see what we look like.
I sounded like Kai when I did that. Oh, my God.
A little bit. Meanwhile, back at the podcast. So essentially, we're going to be doing a mental health special in 2 weeks' time. So it'll be Friday, the 11th of October, which is really focused on how to look after yourselves. Because like you say, the stress is ramping up. The pressure is starting to build.
Yeah.
And it's really important you understand how to look after yourselves, and it's not just for you but for also for our A-level students who are possibly listening as well, that needs, because their pressure goes from lesson one. All right, exactly. 25 days, but
I'm counting down the days till a drama exam.
Oh, I love drama exam. they're the best ones.
It's 25
is it your device or your scripted
device?
Lush, what are you exploring for your device piece this year?
We are actually in different groups.
What's yours, Katie?
We're doing ours on stress.
Nice.
Similar to what we've been talking about.
It's almost like we planned this, you know, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
No, we literally just say something.
Yeah, we just chat. What? So, exploring what about stress?
Just how it affects, like, people. And we're going to have, like, some sort of scientist characters who analyse it. But we'll have the stress people and the scientist characters who love it when people get stressed because it's just like their job.
Yeah, so they can like analyze it better and they almost like, freeze. Here we can see the furrowed brow of the man who is like,
why is that? Yeah. Tom sounds like that though.
I know.
So what's yours about?
Ours is about body dysmorphia.
Okay.
So it's basically where we actually looked at this last week when we were like comparing ourselves to others, like how
and we all do all the time. Yeah, don't we
do it all the time without even thinking about it. We're just like, oh, I'm not like her or I'm not as good. Like, you know,
have you seen those really cute videos often on TikTok or Facebook Reels, wherever you find your video content, about the two when there's two children who are quite clearly like complete opposites as we would see them? They go, what's different about you? And they look at you, he likes cucumber and I don't, and they just they don't see the differences. It's so adorable.
Yeah.
But when do you think it is we kind of go, no, you're different to me because you're shorter, you're wider, you're taller, you're browner, you're whiter, you're, when do we start seeing that, do you think?
I think it's your teenagers.
Yeah, like year seven is like, that's when I first realised. I'm like, hold on a minute, there's a lot more people here than at my junior school, and they're all completely different to me.
Mm. I feel like, but like year 10, 11 and onwards, you actually kind of start thinking about that stuff. You kind of start thinking about how you look, how you act. Mm. And I think that it's difficult for a lot of people, especially in our school, because... Mm. I mean, you have, no offence to loads of people, but there's a lot of people in different year groups that can be quite, everybody has their own opinion.
They can be quite unkind about how they express that opinion,
yeah,
can't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's not just about a school, that's the world, isn't it? People are quite unkind about how they express themselves. Like, I think that's come more from online content where you can't see the person and so therefore the impact of your words.
Yeah. So when some people say the words through a screen...
Spell.
Different from words we say to another person.
Absolutely. Now, folks, on that very deep note, your drama sounds great, ladies. I'm going to have to press play on our out jingle. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.